This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The owner of Russia's Wagner Group, military company, says that his troops have extended their gains in the key Ukrainian stronghold of Bakhmut as fierce fighting has continued in the war's longest battle. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Yevgeny Prigozhin said Wednesday that Wagner troops have taken full control of the eastern part of Bakhmut. He claimed that they now control all districts east of the Bakhmutka River that crosses the city in the eastern Donetsk region. The center of Bakhmut is located west of the river. Ukrainian authorities have not commented on Prigozhin's claim. The Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank, said in its latest analysis that Russian forces indeed have likely captured the eastern part of Bakhmut. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Ukraine's ambassador to the United Kingdom dismissed on Wednesday media reports that a pro-Ukraine group was involved in blowing up the Nord Stream gas pipeline in the Baltic Sea last year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his appreciation of the Ukrainian women as countries across the world marked International Women's Day on Wednesday. Zelensky opened a video address with words of gratitude to his mother, wife, and female colleagues. He went on to thank all Ukrainian women for their service. International Women's Day has its roots in the United States socialist and labor movements of the early 20th century, when many women were fighting for better working conditions and the right to vote. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The four Americans missing in Mexico have been found. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Two of the Americans missing since they were kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico last Friday are dead, says an official in Mexico. Two others are alive, though one is wounded. The FBI had been searching with Mexican authorities for the missing Americans. A relative of one of them said they had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck. Shortly after driving into Mexico on Friday, they were caught in the crossfire of rival cartel groups. A video showed them being loaded into the back of a pickup truck by gunmen. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi used water cannon and tear gas against thousands of demonstrators who fear a draft law on so-called foreign agents could hurt the country's effort to join the EU. Georgia's president, who is out of the country, gave her support to the protesters in a video Tuesday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Georgian President Salome Zurabishvili said in a video address on Tuesday that she supports demonstrators who took to the streets after Parliament gave its initial backing to a draft law on foreign agents. Critics say the proposal represents an authoritarian shift. Speaking from New York City, where she's on an official visit, Zurabishvili expressed her intention to veto the law if it crosses her desk. Parliament has the power to override her veto. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is preparing to relax COVID-19 testing restrictions for travelers from China as soon as Friday. That's according to two people familiar with the decision who were not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on the condition of anonymity. They say the administration has decided to roll back the testing requirements as cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are declining in China and the U.S. has gathered better information about the surge. The restrictions were put in place on December 28th and took effect on January 5th amid a surge in infections in China after the nation sharply eased pandemic restrictions. A contentious judicial overhaul plan that has divided Israel is also tearing at what Israeli Jews see as the country's main unifying force, the military. Some reservists are refusing to show up for duty, and former commanders are defending their actions as a natural response to what they see as the impending change toward autocracy. The talk of defying orders underlines how the overhaul has plunged Israel into an unprecedented crisis and tested its most respected institution. I'm Diane Roberts.